just like fire.
Lots of blue sky and lots of hot weather coming across Alberta today. They've got heat warnings everywhere there, and they've got their own wildfire situation that's crazy. More than 40 fires burning through Alberta, and that heat is what's making our weekend forecasts zoom up to 30 degrees. It's coming our way here, too. And I think tomorrow, although they forecast a little haze for us today, I think the haze will be greater tomorrow because it's going to be a pretty stiff northwest wind. Drawing from our northern wildfires. And we are continuing to keep you aware and updated with our special coverage of the fires burning in northern Saskatchewan. We've got reporters on the scene. In fact, in Candle Lake, a resort area that some of you may have visited or even own a cabin, know someone there with a cabin. Many live there year-round too, of course. And they are under voluntary evacuation at the moment right now. And we'll define what that means here now with a little more on what this means. From the scene is Mia Holloway. Chuck, a reporter who spoke yesterday with many in Candle Lake at the resort there. Good morning, Mia.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. I'll bet many of the locals you spoke to are experiencing some pretty high anxiety levels right about now, right?
Absolutely. When I was up there, it was a little bit of a 50-50 split between a real sense of urgency to get out and others were kind of waiting to see what would happen. But there were a lot of vehicles with boats hitched and heading south. Lots of people said, you know, this is their second home or, like you said, permanent residence. So it would be absolutely devastating, you know, if a fire ruined their cabins. A lot of people are just saying they're very uncertain about the situation right now.
What did you notice in how people are preparing for the worst? I think you spoke to someone who had a bunch of rubber totes just in case full of valuables. How are they preparing?
Absolutely. Well, other than just taking their boats back to the city, lots of people have their trailers packed with important stuff like wedding photos, passports, important documents that you really don't want to lose. And their cars are just pointed in the right direction if they need to get out at a moment's notice. One man I talked to actually was building a sprinkler system on his roof so that he can turn it on from his phone if he had to leave at any time. When I talked to the mayor, she said, Colleen Lavoie, she's really urging people to have everything ready because, you know, if you have to leave, she said there's no coming back in. So everybody is just getting everything packed up and ready to go.
Yeah, you got to be creative with those sprinkler systems. I've seen that previously in fire situations. And I imagine many people are standing out there with a hose too, thinking, well, I'll wet it down if I have to leave too first with a sprinkler on top of the roof. But Mia Holloway, Chuck, is at Candle Lake, northeast of Prince Albert. So you can smell or see the fire in the distance from there? Or what was your sense of that?
Mm-hmm. When you are standing there, you could see just west of the community across the water that there was some smoke brewing when I was there. Residents told me that it was much larger the night before, and they showed me pictures, and you could see the flames would just light up the sky. It was so big. One lady said the day before, just from her house, you could see the barrels and barrels of smoke. The flames are burning closer to Minnewaka Beach Resort, so people said that would actually be one of the first communities to go kind of with these fires. But it really is just a waiting game at this point. We are expected to hear from the Public Safety Agency later this afternoon at 1:30 for an update just on how big the province's fires and the situation across the province is getting.
Awesome. Well, thanks for this report, Mia. Mia Holloway, Chuck from Candle Lake. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Speaking of help from friends, I understand Alaska, even Quebec, are assisting in some support now for our firefighters in northern Saskatchewan. And we just heard Mia Holloway, Chuck, from the scene at Candle Lake. And this morning, Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME newsroom. And a wildfire in Creighton, Saskatchewan, jumped the border into Manitoba.
Yeah, to Flin Flon, and now 5,000 people in that community have to leave. I've been there. Before, I remember when I was a kid, I had gone there. Nice little community, good spot for fishing is what we did. I had family that was there. And all of a sudden now in Manitoba, a staggering 17,000 people. Like, that's like half the city of Moose Jaw now have to evacuate, have to leave their home. And that includes the 5,000 in Flin Flon. And so Manitoba has declared a state of emergency. And that gives them certain powers. The military is apparently coming to that province next door to us to help out. We'll see if this province declares a state of emergency. It's what the provincial NDP wants here. So,
yeah. And we actually heard from a young lady, Tara, in Creighton there. And, you know, the anxiety, listen in her voice, what she's feeling.
I have 7 Rubbermaid bins in the back of my truck, the kids' baby blankets and baby clothes and photos, just loaded up clothes, toiletries, my safe that has like passports, birth certificates, the dogs, dog food. And that was pretty much it.
You know, remarkably, only a few weeks ago, I was reading an article that was asking the question, would you be ready in the event of an emergency? Would you have a bag ready and necessary? And you can actually Google articles like that now that give you advice on, you know, having your passports, everything in one area or in a bag, literally at all times. That's what these people are having to deal with right now.
Can you imagine trying to fit your life into, like Tara said, Rubbermaid bins, like a couple Rubbermaid bins, trying to find what you need to bring in a moment's notice and then load all of that up to hit the road to go where? Right? And that's the other thing. Where do these people go? You know, some, of course, are going to Prince Albert. Some are having to go to an entirely new community to try to live. And what do you do? You know, what's your job?
Yeah.
You can't work, or for some people, they certainly couldn't work. And it just completely disrupts your entire life.
Yes. And I know the Red Cross is assisting, you know, in Prince Albert, Saskatoon, Regina. It's pretty tough to get a hotel room right now.
Yeah.
Because of this big skills competition, and there's a huge AAA hockey classic on of the Cooperators that's drawing a lot of people from out of town. So we'll continue to monitor wildfires. I want to take a stateside where a court ruling is probably angering Trump here this morning.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a breaking news, and it's kind of on the tail end of all the wildfire coverage. What kind of lost in the shuffle is this three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of International Trade, just blocked his plan to impose these massive tariffs, these Liberation Day tariffs, and of course the fentanyl-related tariffs on us and Mexico. Now, before we say, oh, all tariffs are now gone, as you might imagine, the White House is expected to appeal this. Yeah. And this is something that the president used under a piece of law, an act from 1977.
That he thinks gives him the power to do it himself.
Yeah. The judges ruled that he overstepped that law.
Yeah, Congress should have been a part of the decision is kind of what they're saying.
So now they think that the White House will most certainly appeal this, and so it could take time before we actually see any kind of movement. But
big development, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And it certainly, if it means the tariffs could be dropped, I think that's a lot of people in this country will be happy for that.
All right, more on that ahead. And I should mention, too, that Florida won last night, Kevin. The Oilers, if they win tonight, the Stanley Cup starts June 4th. If they lose, it would start June 7th, no matter what.
I think a lot of people want that rematch of Edmonton and Florida, and it looks like they're going to get it.
Your wish is my command, Kevin. I have said, I'll say it again, it's Florida and the Oilers in the Stanley Cup. It's 6:58. Getting a hotel room for any evacuees from northern wildfires might be a little difficult, at least this weekend, Regina. I'll explain why here in just a moment. But yes, a steady stream of boats, trailers, campers fleeing the Candle Lake area. Voluntary fire evacuation is underway. And many are just moving their valuables out or their boat out or their pontoon just in case. At this point, they've asked folks not to visit the lake, unless, of course, you have a cabin there and you want to just haul some of your property or your belongings out of there. But the Shoe Fire is now 10 times the size of Saskatoon nearby. Next door, Manitoba's premier has officially declared a state of emergency, too. The military is going to be airlifting out evacuees where it's necessary, too. And full updates at CJME.com. Plenty more to come throughout the day right here, too. Now, hotel rooms. Sandra Jackal, president of the Regina Hotel Association, is here with a quick update. I invited her to give us a kind of a wrap on the health of the industry that's counting on a huge tourism season. But is there enough going on this summer to keep the Association of Hotels happy? Let's find out. Sandra, good morning. How are we looking so far?
Yes, it is. I think things are going pretty strong. We're seeing solid momentum as we head into the summer. Occupancy is trending upward. We're seeing more interest in Regina as a destination. So we're busy gearing up for an exciting season ahead. There's a real sense of optimism and energy as we attract more events and visitors to the city. And we actually have a few really big events happening this weekend as well.
It has got to be that skills competition. People are coming from everywhere for this, aren't they?
You're right. So Regina is proud to be hosting Skills Canada National Competition this weekend. It's actually coinciding with the Subaru AAA Classic with Todd Ripplinger and Pat Blitzky. And so that's a 100-team hockey tournament. So you can imagine that every single hotel room in Regina is full. Skills Canada National Competition is the country's largest skills, trades, and technology competition. So it's bringing in thousands of people to town. It's basically the nation's best young competitors in coming to Regina. They're competing in all sorts of skilled trades and technologies. They're discovering new, exciting, rewarding careers that are available to them. It's going to be a really, really cool event. It takes place through Saturday at Real District.
How many rooms do we have that are, in essence, gone this weekend?
Well, we have close to about 4,000 rooms, and I think like 99% of them are gone. There might be a handful here and there, but we are basically, you know, we're basically sold out this weekend with Skills Canada and that huge 100-team hockey tournament. So it's going to be a busy weekend here in Regina.
You must be in the loop about economically what that means to us. What might it mean?
Both types of events bring millions of dollars of economic impact to Regina. So it's really strengthening our economy. People are going to the restaurants, they're filling hotels, they're going shopping. So any type of tourism that's bringing that many people to town is really, really good news for Regina. We've got Rough Rider Games obviously coming up, Country Thunder coming up as well. We've got the Baseball Canada Men's Senior National Championships near third week of August. We've got a really cool event called the Spoho Experience coming up. That's in October. The importance of that is that it brings tons of sports events rights holders to town. So that means people like Volleyball Canada are here, or Soccer Canada, or Ringette Canada, or Hockey Canada. And they're all here in Regina having a conference. So we get to showcase our venues. Of course, Vanier Cup in November. And then Canadian Western Exhibition. So we've got a lot of big events coming up.
We're continually hearing about the safety of downtown Regina. That's part of what the association is trying to do, is let everyone know that when you come to Regina, staying downtown is safe. Some would suggest maybe not so safe. Are we doing enough yet? Because our new mayor said that was going to be a priority.
Yeah, I think the city and the mayor have done a great job. So they have enacted, they've put in the local officers downtown that are continually patrolling. Our office is downtown, and I've noticed a remarkable difference. I think with those officers patrolling, I see them every day, see them morning, noon, and night. We've seen a difference. It's made a difference with visitors. It's made a difference with people just working downtown. So I think the sentiment is going to be changing. It will take time, of course. And there's problems with any city, but I think we're moving in the right direction. You know, there's so many things to do downtown in Regina that people are loving it when they do stay. They're moving in the right direction.
Sandra Jackal's my guest from the Regina Hotel Association. Those major events, like we've had them in the past, the Heritage Classic or a major concert at Mosaic. Who needs to be a part of that? Like, how does that happen?
Well, you know what? It's partnerships. Real District will usually take the lead with those types of things, but it's a partnership with the city, the province, and also us, the Hotel Association. Collectively, we try to attract those big events to come to town. We're always there to help and assist, but you're right. We need those really big events to come to our stadium because that's a huge economic driver for us.
Sandra, thanks for your time.
Thanks. Have a great day, Greg.
Well, coming up at 8:30, it's Evan Bray, and he joins me now for his usual preview, fresh off a men's night of golf out of Green Acres.
Yeah, Acres. It's a place to be on Wednesday nights.
How'd your game go?
Terrible.
Oh.
Hey, look, Greg, I mean, I love golf, but I mean, there's no illusions that I'm a good golfer.
No. I really wanted you to answer something for that happened to me yesterday. I'm at an intersection, and this is where I'm going to ask you to remember. You were the chief of police once.
Remember that.
This gentleman was standing on the street corner on his phone, and you know how it counts down 25 seconds or whatever.
How long they've got to cross.
Yeah. Okay. And he wasn't looking up from his phone, and at 10 seconds, he starts to walk. And I think there's no way you're going to make this in 10 seconds.
And did he?
No, he didn't. And he started to jog near the end of it because he realized, right. Oh, I got to get going here. Is that a ticket? Because I heard in Ontario, I saw somewhere that is something police could ticket you. Is that the same here?
Technically, you're talking about the pedestrian?
For the pedestrian, yeah.
I mean, technically it could be, but no one's writing that ticket.
So it's on the books, even in Regina,
could be ticketed? There's a bylaw. Yeah, walk contrary to, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bylaw.
What kind of fine would that be?
It's probably $90 or something like that. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm guessing
it's
probably.
So you never sat at the front of the intersection as a cop and witnessed that and said, I'm writing you up.
I never wrote a ticket to a pedestrian.
Because that's a dumb rule, I think, too.
Are you mad at the pedestrian or are you mad at the...
It just goes to show, people are on their phone and they're not paying attention. He could have been hit, as he got off the curb if someone else wasn't paying attention.
We don't even have a jaywalking rule in Regina. We don't have a bylaw.
Well, thank goodness, because I do that a lot. Anyhow, let's get serious here. Wildfires is going to be a big part of your conversation. And you and I were just saying off air, to prepare, we wouldn't know where to begin because there are people now that are putting a bag together just in case in the Candle Lake area.
I know. I can't imagine what evacuation is like for people that have to leave their homes. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish cabins, obviously, is part important as well, but their homes, they have nowhere to go. They're being evacuated from many communities. And where would you even start to know you've got to pack up many times quite hastily? You don't have a lot of time. What are you grabbing on your way out the door?
The personal effects and the stuff you actually need.
Of course.
From identification standpoint. Yeah.
Yesterday on my show, in fact, Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener winner yesterday was a lady who was basically making trips back and forth from their cabin at Candle Lake, literally moving everything out of there, worried that they might lose the structure, but don't want to lose the contents.
Yeah, and then we've heard it this morning, others are prepared. They're putting sprinklers on the roof, prepared to go off on timers or, watch through cameras. Again, they're not having to worry yet. It's just like precautionary in the Candle Lake Resort area compared to others. But look at Flin Flon now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, Manitoba's, and I think that's why a lot of people are saying, well, why aren't we getting support from elsewhere in Canada and the States? But there's a lot of places in Canada needing help right
resources
now.
Are stretched thin. Okay, on your show, besides wildfires?
We're going to talk about General Rick Hillier will be on the show. So, of course, Trump has been promoting his Golden Dome, and he wants Canada to buy into it to the tune of $61 billion. Mark Carney, through the throne speech, says they're joining Europe and this whole Rearm Europe plan. Which is the right one? Where should we prioritize defense spending? That's what General Hillier
talks about. I
got to
think that's a negotiation. But that Carney's using need Canada for the Golden Dome.
I would think so. And I mean, I don't think you want to diss Trump. So there's some strategy involved.
Evan Bray back at 8:30.